Verse number 14. Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Could we stand as the Lord's anointing on the Word of God tonight? Great God of heaven, we love you. We thank you for your Word. We're thankful for the privilege we have to come before your presence tonight to minister the Word of God in this hour. God, we ask you, Lord, to anoint our ears to hear and our hearts to receive. God, we pray, Lord, that you'd strengthen and encourage the hearts of your people. Minister the needs of our souls in this hour tonight. We'll love you and praise you for all you do. And the church said amen and amen. Hallelujah. Verse number 18 said, And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen. And I want to preach for a little while tonight. The Lord will help me on being filled with the Spirit. Praise God. I believe we're living in an hour where men's hearts are about as hard as I've ever seen them. In the hour in which we're living, it seems like it's harder to reach the lost than it ever has been. It's harder to get convicting power to move in our churches than it ever has been. But I believe there's a reason why, and that is because of the lack of the Spirit of God in the saints of God. Amen. And I hope you'll help me preach here for just a little while. I believe when Paul was writing here to the church at Ephesus, I believe the church at Ephesus was doing pretty good. But I believe at the same time, Paul seen a need for revival among the people of God. He seen a need for the gift of God to be stirred up in their hearts. He seen a need for the Spirit of God to be made alive in their soul and for them to have a great and a mighty move of the power of God. And he wrote them up many things here to the book of Ephesus. But this one little phrase is very important that I want to preach to you tonight. He said, Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen. I was reading one day in a book by John Wesley, written about John Wesley, and somebody asked him the question about this verse. They said, Would you please interpret this scripture to me? And he said, that's very simple to understand. He said, We preach thou shalt not commit adultery, and we believe that that's a commandment given from God. He said, This also is a commandment to be filled with the Spirit. Amen. You know, Jesus said, Many are called and few are chosen. I believe the chosen ones are the ones that are filled with the Spirit and the power of God. Can you say amen? We're living in a time today where it seems like men and women's hearts and their desires are not turned toward pleasing and serving God in this hour. Amen. Speaking as a church world in a whole, but I believe that God's going to have a remnant that's going to come forth, that's going to be glorious just like the first church was, that's going to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, that's going to have the anointing of God in them, that's going to do miracles and see signs and wonders. I believe we're going to see it in these last days. Can you say amen? I believe that the day of revival is not over. I believe Jesus Christ is saying yesterday and today and forever. Amen. But I also believe that it's up to you and to enter into the closet of prayer and to be filled with the Spirit and the power of God. We're living in a time, if we're not careful, we'll say, Well, we just missed God and had the wrong evangelist. We had the wrong night speaker. We just ain't got the right pastor. Amen. But can I tell you, what we need is to get the right Spirit. And if we'll get the right Spirit, we'll see the right God. Amen. I'm telling you, we need the power of God. We need the anointing of God. And the only way we're going to see it is for you and I to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. I know Brother Edenfield could preach this. Amen. I got the Holy Ghost under him, and I'm glad to see him tonight. Praise God. Brother Miller was talking about last night how he believed in the laying on of hands. Well, if you'd have seen the night I got the Holy Ghost at Fairland Camp Meeting, he was laying on my belly with my hands on my head. And I mean, he prayed me through till I went through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I thank God for it. Amen. I want to tell you something. It's been up to me to maintain the baptism of the Holy Ghost in my life. I'm telling you, we're seeing people today that said, I'm glad to be saved. I'm glad I'm sanctified. I'm glad to be Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. But are we filled with
Right now, as we sit in this church, are we filled with the power of God? I'm not asking, have you received the Holy Ghost? But I'm asking, are we filled with the Holy Ghost? Amen. I was preaching one night on the Holy Ghost to our young people. And I got a cup of water. And I took that cup of water and filled it level with a brim. Amen. And I took a straw and dipped down in there and put my finger over and took a little bit out and dipped it in another cup. And I asked them the question. I said, is that cup filled? Amen. And many of them said, yeah, it's still filled. Amen. You didn't hardly move the water from the brim of the cup. But I said, no, it's not filled. There's some that is left, amen. And that's the way I feel tonight about the Spirit of God in our life. If we're not careful, we let the anointing of God use us. If we're not careful, we'll go days and days and days before we realize that we need a fresh anointing from God. And we need to be refilled with the Spirit and the power of God. It's God's pleasure to give us the Spirit and the power and the anointing of God in this hour. And it's a blessing given from God. And Jesus told his disciples in Luke 24 and 48, he said, if you'll go and tarry in the upper room, you shall be endued with power from on high. I want to tell you tonight, it wasn't an obligation, a privilege for them, just the opportunity to hear Jesus speak here. Amen. He wasn't just making a suggestion to them, but he was saying, if you want to be used by God, if you want to be anointed by God, you go and you tarry until you're endued with power. And can I preach to you tonight for a little while, church, that we need the power of God. Amen. If preaching could save the world would have done been saved. But it's going to take the anointing of God. It's going to take divine power. It's going to take conviction in this hour that we're living in. Amen. We got more preachers, more Bible school students, more college graduates than America's ever had. Amen. Why ain't we seeing the greatest revivals that America's ever had? Amen. Because we're lacking one thing, and that is the Spirit of God that goes along with the knowledge of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, we got preachers of Rome in the country. And I believe I preach enough. You know how I believe. I'm holiness from head to toe. Amen. That we preach thou shalt not commit adultery. And we'll preach against fornication. And we'll preach against the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life. Amen. That my question is, are we filled with the Spirit and the power of Almighty God? Have we got what it takes to bring conviction on the sinner? Have we got what it takes to draw to an altar of repentance? Amen. The Bible said, a letter killeth, but the Spirit maketh alive. Amen. The letter killeth, but the Spirit maketh alive. Amen. I know we got to have holiness doctrine preached. I know we got to have holiness preaching and separation from sin. Amen. But at the same time, let's don't get so wrapped up in doctrine. And let's don't get so wrapped up in separation that we forget that we've got an obligation and a responsibility unto God as a minister or a lay member to be filled with the Spirit of God. We get to the place where we think we're doing so much better than so-and-so and we're backsliding. And we don't care, amen. But we need to get to the place in our closet of prayer that we can say, it's me, oh Lord, that's standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh God, that's needing the anointing of all. It's me that needs the Spirit of God reviving again. Amen. Be filled with the Spirit. Praise God. Jesus led them out as far as Bethany, the Bible said, and lifted up his hands and blessed them. Sent them on their way to Jerusalem. Amen. To tarry in the upper room. Some 10 days later. Amen. When Pentecost was fully come, there was only 120 that the Bible says was in the upper room. Some 380 in 10 days fell out of the church. Amen. Somewhere along the road or in the upper room or somewhere, some 380 people fell out and missed the blessing of being filled with the Spirit. Amen. You know what I believe? I believe God called 500. I believe He chose 120 after the 10-day trial period. And can I tell you tonight, tonight, church. We're living in an hour where we need the divine anointing of God more than what we realize. And God is requiring more of us as responsible men and women of God than what we realize He is.
Come on.
Amen.
Glory.
We've got an obligation.
Yes, sir.
We've got a responsibility.
Yes, sir.
Amen. When we say we're a Christian. Amen. It's more than wearing a cross around our neck. It's more than having a t-shirt that says Jesus loves you. It's more than having a bumper sticker that says clergy. Amen. But we need to be filled with the Spirit and the power of God. And a man came up to me a while back and he said, I can't believe it. I was in the grocery store today and somebody come up and asked me, are you a Christian? I told him, I said, well, I'd be ashamed myself. I mean, we're living in a world of sinners today. If they can't tell we're a Christian, I'd be ashamed myself. Amen. Somebody come up and ask me if I was a Christian.
Right.
He said, oh, but you're a preacher. I said, oh, but you're a Christian.
Right. Come on.
Oh, but you're a pastor. Oh, but you're a lay member.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. As Christians today, we're not realizing our obligation and our responsibility that God has called us unto.
Come on now.
Amen. He didn't say only the preachers needed the anointing and the filling of the Spirit. Amen. But every man and woman and boy and girl that's saved, it's God's good pleasure and it's His will for them to be filled with the Spirit. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 said, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Amen. I heard a man say the other day, he said, I went somewhere and was visiting the church, and he said, God wasn't within a million miles of that place. I said, hold on just a minute, brother. You didn't feel God at all there. He said, I didn't feel God at all. I said, well, your body is a temple of God, and if God dwell in you, you should have felt a little bit of the power of God. Amen. I want to tell you, when you feel with the Spirit, you'll feel God in the Walmart. You'll feel God on the job. You'll feel God when you get up in the morning. You'll feel God in the church. You'll feel God when you're mowing the yard. Why? Because of the Spirit of God that dwelleth within us. Amen. Ye are the temple of God. Amen. In chapter 6, he said, well, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. I want to tell you, when God paid the price for our salvation, when Jesus died on the cross, He expected us to give our life in return. I mean, when I got saved, I prayed through. I laid down my life on the altar. I said, God, I'm your man. Well, you say, go, I'll go. What you say, do, I'll do. I want to do what you've called me to do. I didn't know at that time that I was going to be preaching the gospel. But when God knocked on my heart, I said, yes, Lord, I'll go. Why? Because I was bought with a price. I'm not owned by Donald Pierce. I'm not owned by his father. But I'm owned by God. Amen. He paid the price for my salvation. He bought me. And I know I ain't much, but I'm God's. Ain't much, but I'm God's. Amen. When I wake up every day, I feel an obligation to get a hold of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I was in the prayer room about 6 o'clock one Saturday morning, and Brother and Sister Crank was there on Sunday, and the Lord spoke to my heart, and He said, I want you to preach on the afflictions of my people. Amen. I mean, I began to pray. We had a lot of folks that were sick there in the church, and I began to pray and seek God. And the Holy Ghost came down, and the Spirit of God began to minister to my soul. And as I was planning the message and getting together what God had told me to preach, I said, well, Lord, usually on Sunday morning I have to teach Sunday school and preach there, amen. I said, I'll probably be wore out. I'll just call all the elders of the church together. I'll get them to lay hands on the sick, amen, and we'll have a prayer line. God said, no, that ain't what I've called you to do. He said, you want them healed, you lay your hands on them yourself. Amen. I'll just be honest with you. When I got through teaching Sunday school, and when I got through preaching, I was wore out. I didn't have much voice to talk with. I prayed the weakest prayer ever prayed in my life. But we had about 5 or 6 that left the church healed that Sunday morning by the power of God. You know why? Because of the infilling of the Spirit and the divine direction of God. I'm preaching to you tonight, church. If there was ever an hour we need to be filled, it's in this hour.
Amen. The Bible said in the last days, the love of many would wax cold. Men would become lovers of their own selves. We're seeing all of these things come to pass. And if we're not careful, the Christians today, right in the midst of our holiest churches, they're throwing up their hands and saying, what's the use? They're too far in sin. They're too far from God. Amen. I would tell you, we are in the perfect hour to do a work for God. If there was every time that God will anoint a man, it's in this hour. If there was every time God will to pour His Spirit out upon young people, it's in this hour. I'm telling you today, church, God wants us to be filled with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. Peter had such an anointing, such an infilling on him. In Acts chapter 3, when he went up the gate beautiful, and the lame man was sitting by the gate, a begging of alms, he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I do have, give I unto thee. And he reached out and took him by the right hand and lifted him up and said, in the name of Jesus, walk. Amen. And he took him by the right hand and picked him up. And the Bible said he began to leap and praise God. Amen. He ran in the temple leaping and a testifying and a praising God. I want to tell you why. Because Peter and John seen their need to go back to the temple at the hour of prayer and to be filled with the Spirit one more time. If we're not careful, church, we'll think, well, I'm doing all right. I preached pretty good last night. I had a good revival last week. And we'll lose the anointing of God. Amen. I said we'll lose the anointing of God. Well, I sang pretty good in the service Sunday night. I mean, they shouted me down. Brother Collins didn't even get to preach. Oh, but if we're not careful, we'll lose the anointing of God. I mean, it's like pouring water out of a cup. You got to take it back to the faucet and fill it back up if you want another drink. And church, if we're not careful, we'll drain ourselves and not see our need to be filled with the Spirit. Amen. We need to be filled with the Spirit. I've seen too many sinners come in our churches and sit on the pews and be unmoved by the power of God.
Yeah.
Amen. I was raised in a holy church. I know what it is to see sinners come in and grip the backs of the pew and their knuckles turn right. And in a little while it gets so strong they got to hit the door, hit the altar, Brother Collins. I've seen it happen. But you know why it happened that way? Well, God, because all the saints of God was filled with the Spirit and the power of God. They filled the altars hours before church ever started, praying for conviction to come down in their midst. Oh, people say all the time, well, we ain't got the conviction that we used to have. The reason is we ain't got the Spirit that Grandma and Grandpa used to have. And church, it's up to you and I today to be filled with the Spirit again. Amen. Just because Grandpa and Grandma prayed it down don't mean we're going to have it. Amen. Just because Brother Claude Ely and Brother Vince Wilson and Brother Earl Collins and other great men of God has blazed the trail of holiness before us and seen the power of God meeting by revivals, that don't mean I'm going to have a revival like that if I'm not filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. God wants us to be filled. I said, God wants you to be filled. He wants me to be filled. Amen. Whether you're a minister or not, He wants us to be filled. Because He wants the God to be glorified. He wants the world to be humbled. And the only way we're going to see conviction in the world is first see fear in the church. Amen. And get the fear of God in us and realize our responsibility to be filled with the Spirit of God. I know times are running out and I'm in a hurry. Give me about 3 more minutes.
experience. I believe in this hour we're living in, we need revival more than we've ever needed in America. That's what I tell you tonight, church, that it is possible. If you and I today will see our need to be filled with the Spirit. Amen. Filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. We can't look at our brother and sister. Amen. And say, well, they preached good. They sure sung it down. We sure had a good service last week. Amen. Our shout downs on Sunday night ought to be an orderly, ordinary Wednesday night service, Brother Collins.
Yeah.
I mean, our ordinary, our extra, unordinary services used to be the ordinary services in the Holiness Church.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I told our church the other night, I was preaching to them. We got some young people seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I told the church, I said, if we could get more of you that claims to have it, refilled with it, and get you in the elders to pray the rest of them through, it wouldn't be no problem at all for young people to be getting the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm preaching to you, there used to be an atmosphere of worship in our churches. There used to be an atmosphere of worshiping God. And the Spirit of God moved at liberty. And when people needed the Holy Ghost, there was enough Holy Ghost people there for them to feel liberal to ask God to receive the Holy Ghost. And once again, church, if we can get filled with the Spirit and the power of God, we can see revival again. Let's stand tonight. Hallelujah. Got about 3 or 4 minutes before service starts. Let's find us a place to pray in these altars. Ask God to bless this night service tonight.
Chapter 14. This is what the Word of God said. And when Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. Anybody here tonight feel like you've been walking through a desert place? You came to convention 98 ready for God to do something for you. I want you to know the Lord's no stranger to the desert place. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the city. We've gathered here tonight to begin. Turn our hearts and our hands toward him as we open this service. Just like they on foot made their way to the Lord. And the Bible says in verse 14, and Jesus went forth. I want the rest of our folks to make their way on up. Rest of the choir, make your way on up while I'm talking. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them. Do you know tonight that the Lord cares about this meeting? He cares about those that are here. He cares about the needs and the problems and the situations that we have brought to this service tonight. We're not here to have a gathering. We're here to have a Holy Ghost move. Somebody shout amen in the house. And the Bible said when Jesus was moved with compassion toward them, he healed their sick. You may be sick in body. You may be sick in spirit. You may be sick and tired. It doesn't make any difference how you're sick tonight. There's a healer in the house. There's a worker of miracles. There may be a sickness in your family. There may be a sickness tonight with you, keeping you from getting to God. I want you to know there's a healer in this house, a miracle worker in this house. I'd like to ask us all over the house to lift our hands together to the Lord. And let's ask for a move of God in this convention. Come on, folks, lift your hands. Open wide your mouth tonight.
Ask God for a move of His Spirit in this place tonight.